This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. Anne's father, Sam Burke, was in the last stages of cancer, and his needs had gone beyond what she could provide at home. She was distraught at the prospect of placing him in a convalescent home, and the check-in process confirmed her worst fears. She saw administrators, nurses, and doctors, who seemed either bothered, bored, or burned out, begin to transform Sam Burke into just another patient. Driving home with tears in her eyes, she remembered when she told her dad that she hated her dorm during her first year of college. "Never accept the unacceptable," he said. "There's nothing you can't make better if you put your mind to it." Determined to make his last days better, she got the names of every person that might work with her father and delivered a personally addressed envelope to each of them. It contained a note and pictures of her dad, getting married, posing with his children, and in military uniform. The note said, "This is my dad, Sam Burke, a good and proud man who fought for his country and worked hard for his family. I know you will treat him with kindness and dignity, and I am very grateful." During her next few visits, she made sure to introduce her father to everyone. "This is my dad, Sam Burke." Soon, the looks of suspicion disappeared, and the staff returned her smiles and personally greeted Sam. And each time, Sam squeezed Anne's hand. When he died months later, Anne received a card signed by the entire staff. "Thanks for entrusting us with your dad, Sam, and for reminding us why we do what we do. He must have been a great father, because you sure are a great daughter." This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.